One client I know, he'd be fine with me sharing. So this gentleman came to me. He was an engineer full time and had an idea for a telecommunications business. So he started. It was just him. We started meeting monthly. We set up goals. We went through a practice called Traction. And 4 years later, he has 25 employees. He's doing this full time. He's left his engineering job. He runs his business full time, 25 employees, and lots of income from government contract.
Welcome to the Real TFC podcast, where we educate and give different perspectives on the real estate trends from business owners, professionals, and others as we navigate the ever-changing world of real estate. I'm your host, Chris, joined by my co-host, Michelle, as we dive into the twists and turns of the complex world of real estate. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing well, Chris. How about you?
I'm doing okay. You know, we've been in business for, oh gosh, a good 12 years, and it seems like there's always another stone to be turned over. I mean, something new always comes up, and man, it's tough being a business owner. You can relate to that.
I certainly can.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, I think we have a pretty cool guest that coming on today that might help those that are interested in starting a business to probably help, you know, offset some of those things that, you know, you might not be aware of. Because when I started it, I kind of just, you know, made my mistakes and took my punches and just kept rolling with it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think this is going to be a guest too, that even if you are already in business,
yes,
they have resources to offer for those that are already in business as well.
So yeah, absolutely. And I'm excited to talk about that because, I'm definitely game for trying it out. And that person is Christine with the Small Business Development Center.
Right.
They give a lot of advice and because, I mean, this is their job. This is what they do. They get businesses off the ground and help point them in the right direction, grow their business. So it's not just about starting business, it's about growing business.
Yeah,
so like you said,
so many that aren't even aware of the service. I wasn't when I first went into business.
Yeah. And it's probably underutilized. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can get the message out and get people to jump on board and, you know, at least give it a shot and see what they might be missing. So, all right. So let's welcome her to the show. Welcome to the show. We have the director of the Small Business Development Center. We have Christine Kriz. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Great, great. So you having a good day?
Having a great day.
All right, awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show and taking time out of your busy day. I know you're busy, so we'll just cut to the chase and we'll go ahead and we'll dive in and get started. What do you say?
That sounds great.
All right, good. So, I mean, let's let them know a little bit about yourself. So can you talk about that? Maybe where you're from, what brought you here?
Sure. So originally I'm from Tidewater, Virginia.
Okay.
And we moved up here in 1994 for my husband's job. And I was working with Kraft Foods.
Oh, okay.
And as it progressed, I joined the college and have been there for about 20 years. And most recently as the director of the Small Business Development Center.
Yeah, 20 years. Oh, okay. That's a long time. So you've enjoyed it.
I have.
we got to put that on record that you have enjoyed it. So good. And now what got you involved with the Small Business Development Center? Like what drove you to that direction? Because you said you were Kraft. What got you away from there and into small business?
Sure. Well, I grew up in a small family business and I swore during college I would never go back to small business after having grown up with brothers and my father in a small business. And worked for Kraft Foods, loved that opportunity, but I really had a desire to learn all I could about business. And then my path just led me back to the Small Business Development Center.
Yeah, no, that's great. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, we're a small business here. And I know when COVID hit, you know, small businesses kind of came to the surface. Everyone was trying to support small businesses. So I think hopefully that also kicked up, you know, what you guys are doing. Hopefully small businesses started coming to you guys looking for some guidance and some answers. So with that said, tell us a little bit about the center. What are some of the key services that you would provide to small businesses like myself?
Sure. So we're there for anyone who wants to start, grow, or sell a small business. So we can work with any business with under 100 employees and under $50 million in revenue. And we have a staff at Laurel Ridge as well as a state network. And so there's no business question that's off the table. If you need help with marketing, if you don't know SEO, if you don't know QuickBooks, if you don't know how to start a business, whatever that question is, we have someone who can help you.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. So is this, so you would be a resource for a new realtor starting out?
Sure.
Starting their own business?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because there's tax implications mm-hmm. for someone that, you know, is a contractor. And I think, you know, getting those questions answered is certainly a resource there. And you brought up a lot of, I mean, there's a lot to dive into there. I mean, so that's some pretty cool stuff. I mean, I think of QuickBooks and a learning curve for someone, you know, that needs, you know, some kind of accountability, so to speak. You know, we use QuickBooks here as well. And I was trial by error. Luckily, I do have an accountant that, you know, I can lean on and was able to help me out. But, you know, I think that in itself is pretty cool. And I, you know, the requirements you mentioned there under 100 employees and under $50 million in revenue, is that a requirement to be considered a small business, or is that just the stage you guys set for small businesses?
Sure. So we're an SBA grant funded program. So the SBA sets those guidelines for us. Yeah.
Okay.
But typically, you know, most people think of a small business as under 20 employees or under 10 employees. And they're surprised to find out, like, we help businesses that have 80, 90 employees.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, very good. Can you maybe talk about maybe some of the specifics that you specialize in? I know you mentioned that you have some areas that you can help businesses, not just beginning or already involved, but maybe some of the things that you seem that you're doing a lot of here lately, or that you would say you guys are like experts, you specialize in it.
Sure. So I would say we are experts in helping you start your business. That's one of the areas. If you don't understand the local business license or the state licensure or the tax implications, we can help you with that. The other area where we're a specialist is helping people get funding. So whether that's grants, loans, investors, we're financial experts who can help with that.
Okay. So let's try to dig into that a little bit. So if you're going to help someone start a business, if I come to you and say, Christina, look, I want to start a landscaping company. You know, do you have someone just comes to you and says simply that and say, okay, well, you need, you know, how do you want to set it up? You want to set up as LLC? Do you help through all that kind of process? Is that from ground zero to up and running?
Yes, ground zero. We have people come in with it on the back of a napkin to people who have a plan. And so in the case of if you wanted to start a landscaping company, we would look at the data for the area. We have extension data research through the SBA. And so we would look at the demographics. We would look at what people spend on landscaping. We would look at just like a 3, 5, 15-mile radius. We would go through your financial projections. So giving the status of the business with the loan and all the other expenses, if applicable, we would look at, okay, how many landscaping jobs do you need to do at blank to break even? And then better yet, how do you make a profit?
Oh, okay.
Okay, great. So if I'm a real estate agent and I come to you, and can you kind of give me an idea of a scope of how you would get me off the ground or give me advice on what to do as a real estate agent? Like you talked about maybe mapping out a demographic or, you know, talking about how many houses I might have to sell to, you know, to hit a goal that I want to achieve. I mean, what does that look like? What you would advise a real estate agent to do for folks that are listening?
Sure. So we can meet with folks as many times as they'd like. It's always free of charge.
That's my next question. How much is that going to cost?
Yes. Always free of charge. We meet some folks we meet monthly. Other folks we just meet on an as-needed basis. Mm. And so in the case of a new realtor, what we would look at are a couple things. One, we would look at the finances. So what does this look like for you? What are the implications to you and your family? What are your financial goals? And then we would look at how do we develop a marketing plan to help get you to that financial point that you need to be at. And then we'd also look at, okay, how are you tracking your business? So a key thing is you've got to have a dashboard. You've got to know what revenues are coming in and what expenses are going out. And so we would look at that, and we would once a month, most likely, meet with them and say, this is where you're at. Have you tried this? Have you, you know, look at brainstorming for different ideas and suggestions.
That's awesome. Be careful, because I think I might start sending all my agents over to you once a month.
That's great.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think that's great. You can reverse engineer a lot of stuff. Like, if you want to, you know, we try to train our agents, if you want to make, you know, X amount of dollars, and then you start pecking it down to, you know, how many houses that is, you know, what, and it based on an average price of, you know, the sales around here, and then all the way down to, you know, what marketing channels do I want to go after, where are these deals going to come from, and then almost down to where, what you should be doing every day, you
right.
know, try to get all the way to that end goal.
Yes.
So that's good stuff. What are some of the common challenges that you see folks that are coming in and talking to you? Is there anything in particular that you see everyone's coming in and say, hey, I need help on taxes, or I need help on marketing? Is there any common theme that you're seeing with folks lately?
Sure. And it depends on the time of the year.
Okay. Let's talk about it all. Everybody needs to know about this stuff. So let's talk about it.
January through March, we tend to get a lot of new business starts and a lot of tax questions.
Okay.
Most recently, we're getting a lot of questions about AI and how can I use that in my business? Mm-hmm. How can I use it for marketing? Is it trustworthy? Is it the devil? You know, the whole spectrum of what is this AI? So
yeah, we're all wondering.
Yeah.
So we're helping explain that to folks. And yeah, so whatever the hot topic is, that's what we go with. It could be TikTok, it could be AI, it could be getting a grant. So one of the things that people hear a lot is you can get a grant. Anybody can get a grant. There's all these grants to start small businesses, and that's just not true.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm signing up to get a grant.
Right,
yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. There are grants out there, but since COVID, I think COVID led us to believe, you know, there were lots of grants during COVID. Mm-hmm. Local government did it, state, federal. And since then, everybody thinks there are still grants out there, and those grants no longer exist. There are private grants. So, you know, Amazon has one out right now. FedEx always has one. And you can Google different things. So grants for women, grants for realtors. Grants for rural realtors, whatever can segregate you, that could be a possible grant, because there are private organizations that pop up and down grants all the time. So, you know, philanthropists or people who are interested or passionate about a certain area, they may put a grant out there.
Okay.
And then you would help guide through the process of getting the grant then?
Yes. So what we would do is sit down, we'd look at the grant, we'd help you fill out the grant application. Mm-hmm. We'd go through what the reporting requirements are to make sure it's a worthwhile time investment for you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So what does a meeting look like when I schedule something with you? I meet at the college, right?
Well, we can meet at the college, or we can meet at a coffee shop. We can meet anywhere. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So I mean, we meet wherever. And I guess I submit to you prior to the meeting, like what I'm trying to accomplish, and then you bring the results to that meeting, I suppose, right?
Certainly. So on our website, we have one registration form.
Okay.
And that registration form is going to ask you to check off the areas that you want help with. And so then we come to that meeting armed with information about your industry, your profession, the marketing, demographics, the financial, record keeping for your type of business. So we come armed to try and help you know what you don't know to ask.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, So I don't know if you recognize the name Court Maddox. Does that name ring a bell?
He's on our team, yes.
Okay, yeah. So he's one of our clients and a good friend of mine. And I know he was reaching out to SBA about as far as getting a loan. Now, we don't have to talk about his situation in particular. I just bring him up to give to paint the picture of what I'm trying to ask here. And not a lot of people might know this, but SBA offers financing for business purchases. Now, I'm saying that very general. Maybe you can clean that up for me a little bit.
Sure. So what the SBA does is they work alongside your commercial banks, your regular bankers, and they guarantee funding. So say you go to your bank and you need $200,000, mm-hmm. and the bank only feels comfortable loaning you $150,000. With SBA approval, the SBA will say, okay, Bank A, go ahead and loan them that $200,000. If they don't pay that $50,000 that you're not comfortable with, then we, the SBA, will pay you back. Hmm. And so what that does sometimes is allows you to have to put less money down. Mm-hmm. It can also help you get more money than the bank may be willing to lend.
Yeah. Do you feel like that's an underutilized part of your business?
A little bit. The thing you have to know about the SBA loans are that the process is not going to be easy, and it's right. not going to be a short time period. It does take a little bit longer to get an SBA loan, and they do have a lot of attention to detail. So there's a lot of different forms, things you may be doing more than once, but it's worth it in the end.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very good. That's good for folks out there to know. One thing I want you to talk about is if you can think of any small business success story. You know, maybe there's more than one. Maybe one that started from on the back of a napkin, and maybe one that was 12 years in the business, like myself, and you know, took off. Maybe you don't have two success stories, but if you do, that'd be great.
Okay.
Well, or maybe I need to be that success story. That's the 12 years.
Sure, sure. Well, for the folks out there, just so you know, as a disclaimer, like we keep everything confidential for our clients. This one client,
except for this podcast.
Yes, except for the podcast. This one client, I know he'd be fine with me sharing. So this gentleman came to me. He was an engineer full time and had an idea for a telecommunications business. So he started. It was just him. We started meeting monthly. We set up goals. We went through a practice called Traction. And 4 years later, he has 25 employees. He's doing this full time. He's left his engineering job. He runs his business full time. 25 employees and lots of income from government contracts.
Oh, wow.
All right, great. Well, I mean, that's all great stuff. You got any other questions, Michelle?
Mm. Well, okay. I can't think of any.
No. Then Christine, yeah. Hey, if there's, you know, the listeners out there, people are watching, how would they get, I know you talked about the registration form online. Mm-hmm. Is that what you would just recommend they do? And what is the website, or is there a phone number they can call? Tell us how they get in touch with a Small Business Development Center.
Sure. So there's a couple of different ways. On our website, laurelridgesbdc.org, mm-hmm. on the top right, there's a make an appointment, great big button. You can click on that and register there. You can call us at 540-868-7094. Or you can follow our Facebook page. Lots of good information through there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you know, and I did get a chance to visit your website, and I think it's really cool. There's recorded videos out there, mm-hmm. recorded classes for someone that doesn't have the time to sit, and you know, and you should need to take the time. But if you don't have the time and you want to sit and watch some of these recordings, it's, you know, it's on there. And there's also free business management classes that you can sign up for. So I think, you know, go to the website, check it out, kick it around, and there's a lot of good resources on there. You agree with that?
I agree. Yeah. 20 to 30 live webinars every month on just a variety of topics, as well as our recorded seminars. We've got our blog post with key topics for business owners. You can research it there. Just a lot of information, a lot of tools and templates. And sometimes we can get discounts on things like QuickBooks for our SBDC clients. So please check it out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we get this podcast out, we'll share it as much as we can, because I think there's a lot of good information that I don't think a lot of people just don't take the time. They're not aware of it. So I think this was all mm-hmm. good stuff.
Great. Well, thank you.
No. Well, Christine, thank you for coming onto the show. And thanks for all the information.
Yeah, thanks, Christine.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
That was a great conversation. Christine had a lot of good information, and I think she's going to be seeing me here pretty soon.
Yeah, I plan on going over and having a chat with them.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. There's a lot that I think that's underutilized there, mm-hmm. And even she mentioned off camera, you know, but I want to bring it up again that there's actually an upcoming conference that she mentioned that I think, you know, I plan on attending. I think we should get a lot of our agents to attend. That's called the Power Up Your Business Annual Conference. And just so you know, that's on a Monday, October 21st, from 8 to 1 p.m. And she mentioned there's going to be all kinds of specialists there that can talk about artificial intelligence, you know, go over QuickBooks and mm-hmm. grants and loans. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, even if you don't aren't interested in, you know, all of those, if just one of those, it's going to be, and also it's going to be a great networking event.
Yeah, I'm putting that on my calendar. I plan to be there.
Thanks for tuning into the Realty FC podcast. The key to success is knowledge and relationships. So please like, share, and subscribe, and catch you on the next episode of the Realty FC podcast.